The apostle ministering tonight, some of you have seen some of the amazing miracles recorded through their early morning prayer. It's a man of prayer, it's a man of the spirit. If you open your heart, I can guarantee you of an encounter with God. It's not an ordinary service. He chose to be here, not because we invited him, because he was persuaded that the Lord will have him be here at such a time as this. Shall we open our spirit tonight? I will appreciate all the men of God tonight who are here, the pastors that are here, my friends in ministry who are here. But I don't want to break protocol right now. I just want to let the flow continue from where Sister Mercy has taken it to. Tonight, as we all rise together, let's welcome one of the generals of God in our time, all the way from the state of Abia to the rest of the world. Let's welcome together Pastor Jerry Eze. Somebody give God praise.
I count it a great privilege to be here tonight. And I will start by appreciating the great man of God, Pastor Shola. Thank you so much for having me here. And your very dear wife, thank you so much. It's such an honor. Thank you. God bless you real good. God bless you. I do not consider it a mean privilege. And I also want to say that I was thoroughly blessed by Minister Mercy Chinwo's time. Thank you for who you are. I don't know where those songs come from, but you cannot listen and not say they came from the kingdom. They came from a place where ordinary men cannot easily access. There are so many women in labor tonight. And women, I do not mean gender. I'm talking about people who have come to a place of birthing. It's been a long time coming. This baby must be born tonight. No sikola ndeboshaya. Can a nation be born in one day? The Bible says, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. A woman was pregnant, and she went to ask God, what am I carrying? Because of how she felt. And God told her, all the women are carrying babies. You are carrying nations. God said, two nations are in your womb. He will see Leah. And Nemakone Asikada. Jomarudi Akelebo Subada. And Lekuma Sandiki. Intila Yamurato Kishaya. And Leberendo Kosoto Shea. I came like a midwife tonight. Shaputikaya. And Lemenu Asukua. Bring them out. Bring them out. And look at it. I see the glory of the Lord. There is a baby that must come out. There is a next level of glory. There is a new man in the womb of the spirit. There is more to you. There is more. There is more. There is more. Helekedea. Heshebe. Herekede. Lekedea. Hasakata. Let the power of God right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
A new man is emerging. A new woman. Yanaka. Helenakasa. Hebelekate. Amasha. Arandakasa. Lakata. Ara. Out of your belly. Out of your belly. Out of your womb. Shall flow. Yakate. Hemetokoso. Layere. Shakadia. Hey. 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 Hey, 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 yeah, elekere, amanasa, shadele, amarakoto, jadar, lakadabasa, endekete, eleyere, erekete, amasa, lekede, ereke, there is a man that is rising, there's so much glory, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Erradadada. Look at it. You have been praying for a time like this. This is your Kairos. This is your Kairos. Erradada. Erradada. Can a nation be born in one day? Erradada. Amenata. Soto. Hede. Ikara. Ah. Ah. Yakata. Eshaka. Erradada. Horadaka. Elisha's beacon, new mantles, Eleke, Amana, Harada, Harakata, hey, 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 Haraka, Ashada, but the old garment has to be torn, Yada, Latube, Sopoto, Rete, Eleyede, Ekarada, Asaya, Eleyede, hey, ay, 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 Herrede, 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 Semedoko, Hebele, Hese, Harabalaba, Hashadaba, Haratai, Lekotoye, Hebese, Herrede, Helidada, Hesebede, in the name of Jesus. Please still lay those two hands in your belly. Lay those two hands in your belly. Randa kudibazeya. Halekete. For with all we all, with unveiled faces, amenekosoha, behold his glory, and we are changed from glory to glory. Amenekosoha, you see the spot of your life before you came into this meeting. Your generation, they have seen you enough. If you allow them to keep seeing you on this level, they will see you finish. Amenekete. But there is a glory. Yeah, there is a becoming. There is a birthing. Lay those two hands in the belly of your spirit for 3 minutes. Thunder in other tongues. Yakataka. Speaking the Holy Ghost. Something will happen. Something will shift. Something will break out. Yeah, potuli. Himinikitiadi. Alia Swamua Buaya Riamukote Alenia and Nekwamasa Alia Iswa Ipia Siaki Leneke Arendaka Amasha Amatua Iliakua Hazeneke Elebere. Hey, 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 Rakotoko. Menokola, Eshadaya, Erekatekete, Lepodua, Arakasa. It doesn't matter what stops you. It doesn't matter how you felt. It doesn't matter. Erekata, araka, arada, eshata, amadora, eleketa, arata, ameneko, eshemete, elebelebe, rekoto, emesedea. Lift up those two hands. Wherever you are. Zemenukuria. Prophetic ministries are changing dimensions. There are four daughters in this house and three sons. The Lord is handing over scrolls. And the scrolls. Scrolls of nations. Like the busting of a boiling water. Like the busting of a boiling water. That takes away the cover. Of your understanding, it's been enlightened. There is an upgrade of the revelation gift of the Spirit. Spirit of the Most High, let the mantle, their heads will not escape. Their heads will not escape. Arakata, submerge them. Yes, 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 yes. The waters are rising. They are rising. They are rising. They are rising. They are rising. Lekubani, hisetek, lekete. Yes, that's the power. Arakata, that's the mantle. Yekurada, ziakete, leperede, eshoteke. Arandaka, lekete, jade, rekota, harabala, endekede, osibalaya, shakataya. Those two hands still lifted before God. 21 persons, the Lord is handing a new sword. Your former sword you are done is still sharp, but you don't need it anymore. Don't trust on his sharpness. Don't trust anymore. The season of that sword is over. God told me I came here tonight to announce new seasons. I came here tonight to call forth new seasons. 21 of you, the Lord is handing over new swords into your hands. You will not fight the new battles with the old swords. Yekirataka, leketebede, eshamanaka, elekorebasa, eretekede, arakada. To another 13, he's given you understanding of the times and seasons. Understanding of the times and seasons. Ebeleke, no season will take you unaware. Erekelebe, you will be interpreting signs and seasons. Ekelebe, esha, hipata, lekineke, erendesho, ebelekele, enzenebe, elekode, erebeleke, arakata. Have you not heard before now? He said, you are the one that will change the destiny of your family. You are the one that will change the destiny of your family. Right now, he's releasing the grace, the power. You've gotten this prophecy many times. And look at it. I said, right now, yes, 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 yes. Amen. Let him Manilia, Helen, Ikanaba, Asada, Alekere, Esendekede. Lift up those two hands. Something amazing is happening in the next 3 minutes. Some people will still know your name as Saul, but they don't know that there's been a transition to Paul. Some people will still be fixated on where they saw you yesterday. Emenekosia, are you not aware there are vacancies in the spirit? Are you not aware there are vacancies in the spirit? You are about to step into your space. Some people, like King Saul, have already, their seats have been declared vacant. Even though they have a title, they no longer have a seat. Sons and daughters in business, in career, in ministry, I pray that vacancy in the spirit, that vacancy for your manifestation, that vacancy for your breaking out. I announce over your life, break it right now. Liboroshia, lift those two hands. Spirit of God, wherever these ones who your hand is strong upon their lives, I didn't come for everyone tonight, but I came for people. There were things he told you in the secret place. You don't look like what he told you. You don't even know how to navigate from where you are to the prophecy, to the words. Imagita, I came to join the host of heaven as your midwife tonight. Herendokosha, there is going to be a connection. Helenebereketa, from what he said to you to your manifestation. Spirit of God, wherever they are, let the yes. Yekeleya, Eshada, Zepediki, Elekede, Elekuburada, Shomorekedeli, Ikurada, yes, Yakata, Leperede, Shadakari, Elekereya, Eseta, Leperete, Eseta, Akarada, Lekurebese, Shadaba, Erede, Elekete, Shaberekoto, Rakati, Yabelia, Herendekede, Heleberekoso, Jakata, Helikata, Hemenenenene, Hezekatea, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. From prophecy to manifestation. You did not hear me. From prophecy to manifestation. God, they may not have been there when God spoke about it, but let me announce, in the month of April, you are about to be all I see are outbursts of manifestations, uncommon manifestations. Yes, 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 Somebody wave those hands. What if I told you? In the moment, Isilia. And Nibo Sulia, Nibo Shikara. Zakurin de Kisa Nekelea. Hamene Kosun Hesse. Randa Kosete. This is not the first time you're hearing this word. That he's telling me, I raised you as a watchman. Let me raised you as a watchman. I've raised you as a watchman. Yakuba ni kurendele. Eshomene kurese. Erendeke. But you feel like, Lord, I don't have the strength. I don't have the capacity. Elidi sukuba. Eshomene kendia. Erendeke. There is a level of glory. Erendeke. You are going to be lost in him. You are going to be lost in him. You will no longer struggle to watch. You are no longer going to struggle to align. You are no longer going to struggle to become. You are no longer going to struggle to birth. Thank you, Jesus. While your two hands are lifted, please speak in the Holy Ghost like you can feel new oracles of grace, new oracles of fire. Your glory is changing me. Ile koreba sindeleka. Amanama roba kusundele. Aranda koleba shada. Ele niki punta. Ili katada busua. Arenduka shaburateke. Ele yinekede. Arendu koso. Ekupata. Jemikulata. Emekedekete. Ele yanaba sukuda. Lift up your two hands. There is a daughter here, a young woman here. The Lord has spoken to you and said, I've given you the grace to raise other young women. You've been trying to push forth into this assignment. But for some reason, there is something holding this assignment back. Right now, let the flood of the glory. Because I feel like if you miss this season, this is not the first time you're also hearing God say to you, if you miss this season, right now, wherever that young woman is, under the sound of my voice, right now, let the power you need, let the grace you need, step into the fullness of your assignment. Step into the fullness. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Zeneboloko Shana. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Open your Bibles. I am the least in my Father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Listen, people of God, if you read that phrase, peace be unto thee, fear thou not, you find a colon. And the remaining, the next phrase in English language after the colon simply explains the reason for the first one. And so the angel says, peace. Why? Because you will not die. Peace, because nothing will go wrong. Peace, because there will be no calamity. Peace, because there will be no danger. I'm going somewhere. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and said, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is an Ophrah of the Abia's rite. Father, in the next few minutes, open our eyes that we might see that which you have for us. And let a lover of the Lord on the way to your seat, can I have you scream peace? While you take your seat, can I have you thunder peace? Can I have you scream peace? And people, it becomes necessary for the next few minutes that I will be asking us to sit down to remind each and every one of us, Kebelenu Kusada, that this is one story, one chronological event that took place in the Bible. One of the very few times that peace was not just spoken, that peace was not just announced, but peace was encountered. Whether you are talking about the peace of God, peace in God, peace with God, no matter the level, the dimension you want to look at it, every peace that ends in word, I'm afraid, will have no manifestation. And here we find Gideon encountering peace, and then he calls the name of the altar Jehovah Shalom. And you know Shalom, like you know, is peace. In other Hebrew explanation of the word Shalom, it means nothing missing, nothing broken, perfected, completed, finished. And so when we talk about peace, we're saying everything has been completed. Can I get an amen? Amen. We're saying everything is finished. Can I get an amen? Amen. And Gideon, after that experience, he just looked at us and said, why was I really worried in the first place? He deserves to be called Jehovah Shalom. Do you know he has not fought one battle and he says it's completed? Do you know he has not yet confronted his enemies? And Gideon raised an altar and said, you know what? This is a Jehovah Shalom experience. Do you know Gideon had not yet seen how severe, how burdensome the battle will be? And Gideon said, Jehovah Shalom is involved. But people of God, what are the patterns? What are the pathways? What seems to be the guiding light that brought Gideon to a place where he would readily call him Jehovah Shalom? It's completed. It is finished. It's already done. I already have it. I love what the woman of God, the scripture in the book of Numbers, and it says, my covenant of peace. And the second phrase that shook me and I spoke in tongues from the green room, he said, he shall have it. He said, it's a covenant, he shall have it. I feel like somebody needs to raise your right hand and thunder with a loud voice and say, I must have it. Okay, anoint the devil and say to the devil, I already have it. I feel like you should scream it louder. I already have it. I already have it. Did you read with me in the scripture that the Bible says that the manifestation of divinity upon Gid happened at an oak tree in Ophrah, which his father planted? And the Bible says, if you read carefully with me, that when the angel came, he came to the oak tree and then he sat down at the oak tree. The angel sat down at the oak tree. The angel relaxed at the oak tree. The angel was not in a hurry to move. Hanibusa, the angel said, there are places I come to and I stand. There are places I come to, I sit. There was a manifestation of grace that came. And he says, you know what? We are not in a hurry to leave. Let us sit down. There are men and women who carada. There is a weight of glory that will not hang in this season. There is a weight of glory that will not be hanging in this season. There is a weight of glory that has come to sit. Somebody help me say, seek Lord. I want you to thunder and say, Lord, sit. Say it again like a minute. Say, Lord, say, sit. Your neighbor may not understand what you're saying, but I need you to say it like you understand it. Say, Lord, sit. I don't want this experience to be transient. Sit. Hiliku masata. I don't want to talk about it in my yesterday. Sit. I do not want to say there was a time it happened. I don't want it to be one-off event. I do not want to say there was a time I operated in power, in glory. Oh Lord. Before I go on, did you realize that the angel sat under an oak tree? And the million-dollar question is, excuse me, sir, what if there was not an oak tree for the angel to, could he have sat? We don't know. But the interesting thing is that thank God that there was an oak tree that the angel can sit on. Can I begin this way by informing everyone that the oak tree is an evergreen tree? The oak tree is resistant to rot. Can I tell you that the root structure of the oak tree, a especially the taproot, goes right down into the soil. And the root has the capacity to break a stone. And it is said that all the deciduous roots of the oak tree has got the capacity to extend 6 times more than a physical branch of an oak tree. Which means if this is just a branch of an oak tree, the root of an oak tree will be the branch multiplied 6 times over. So you are living an encounter called Jehovah Shalom. But I came, I looked around, there was no seat for me. I looked around, Mepuniki Suadi, Elekurabasha, Anekete. Yes, sir. You say, sir, there was an oak tree. But I looked at it, I found out that it's got no roots. I looked at it, and I found out what you had there was vulnerable to rot. There was a season in my life where God, Nebosia, kept telling me that a Kairos season was upon me. And he said, you got to make sure. You see, folks don't know why you are hungry for God the way you are hungry. I said to people, and I say it all the time, the prodigal son did not go home because he loved his father. He did not go home because I remember my father. That is not what the Bible says. He remembered his father because he was hungry. There's a level of hunger that brings a man to a dimension he has never experienced. And I came here tonight to let someone know, he must show, there is a move going on. These days of mercy conference. There are visitations. And then he's looking for, who is that daughter with an oak tree? And that was where the angel Sikalabarabasha. Can I beg you to do something if you don't mind? Would you stand on your feet wherever you are? Lay your hand on your head. Can I beg of you, in 1 minute, speak in the Holy Ghost, whether it is rottenness, whatever it is that is not making your house, which is the temple, uncomfortable, Yikala, that is making it uncomfortable for the move of God. Let it drop off. Let it drop off. Let it drop off. Ikanate emetokuleshi ipatakata erekedekede eshatebe elekedebese ekara eshebedede elikora esendede elebedebe eshobadada alakata eshebedeke eyayaya rakotoboso leberekete eshada elekete rapadaka asadi elekede. Let a believer join the louder, amen. Hear me as I hear the Lord. Whatsoever haradakita that is stifling, that is suffocating, the expression of the glory of the power of God in your life, today I command them to break up by fire. Let it break into pieces. Let it break into pieces. Let it break into pieces. Let your amen thunder louder. Take your seat. Shamado Kilaha. And the angel sat down there. And the Bible said, I love it. Show me the next verse if you don't mind. Rokasha. Okay. Return back to verse 11. Return back to verse 11. The Bible says there came an angel of the Lord who sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The Bible says that pertained unto Joash, the Abia's right. I like to read the Bible with every punctuation in place. But unto Joash, the Abia's right, you find colon. The next thing you find is, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. Don't forget the subject matter in the first half of the scripture is that the angel has sat under an oak tree. And then the next phrase, the Bible says, his son Gideon threshed wheat by the... In other words, the reason why the angel sat down is because Gideon needed to thresh wheat by the wine press. Rikoda. So the creativity to thresh wheat by the wine press was because of a presence. Was not because of his creativity. It was because there was something sitting around that was making Gideon discover, oh my God, oh my God, right now I can actually thresh wheat by the wine press. Gideon, it was not your idea. There was a presence around facilitating thoughts, your actions. And then men of this world will clap for Gideon. But then men of the spirit will ask themselves, what is he intermeddling with? If you have to struggle to produce results, there is a tendency you are not hobnobbing with something bigger than you. And this was exactly the picture here. And then he said, Gideon, the reason why in the new season of your life, you will not do what is normal. Can I speak to someone? Do one aside and release a prophetic word over the life of someone. The season of what is normal in your life is over. That didn't sound like I spoke to you, but let me say one more time. The season of what is normal in your life is over. The season of what is normal in your life is over. The season of what is normal in your life is over. Let your amen rise louder. People of God. Which means there are too many things in my spirit. But then again, let me say this. It's an aside. And I'll get back to the heart of what God was. It's an aside. Let me say this. In other words, if Gideon was threshing wheat by the wine press to hide from the Midianites, that means the Midianites were not worried about the wine. They were not worried about producing wine. They were worried about food. They were worried about substance. The devil will rather leave you with celebration that will not last than rob you of the food for the long haul. Until now, there is a dimension that the devil makes believers celebrate things that are transitory. Things that will not be found tomorrow. Then the word that should last you for a long time, you are found wanting in them. The Midianites are the representations of wickedness in the 21st century. Let them celebrate about the new car they bought, but make sure they don't feed on the solid substance. Give them a celebration. Let them rejoice for nothing and make them hungry for nothing. So we have a celebratory church with no substance to keep our celebration on. We have a people who celebrate every move of God. There was one day, you know, I just kept hearing cancer left, dead came back to life. This one did. And I was so overwhelmed after those testimonies came in. And then I returned back home. And I just said to God, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. And I lay on the bed and I slept. By exactly 2 minutes to 1 a.m., the Spirit of God tapped me. Say, wake up. Start praying. The first thought that came to my heart, Lord, can I be honest with you? Can I tell you what? Thank him, but don't forget where it all started from. I know you are in Lagos right now, but don't forget your younger days where you stayed in a room for 3 hours. All you did was likipuka. I know you are married right now, but remember days where you created your yesterday. Never forget. The devil is not after your wine. The Midianites have nothing to do with your wine. But they fear what you are feeding on. They fear what you are feeding on. They ain't scared about what you are celebrating. Fear a man that feeds from the throne before he shows up in a service. Fear a man that eats the food of the spirit. Fear a man that attends boardroom meetings in heaven. Fear a man who is cooked and soaked in an atmosphere that cannot be bought with money. I'm talking to sons and daughters of destiny. And God is saying, you've done enough with the celebration. Get back and eat some solid food. And you see this stage of mercy conference, you're gonna die like your life depends on it. You know the scripture that the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open, I will come in and I will dine with him. Let me announce to people of God, for unbelievers, like we use it to teach and preach to unbelievers. He was actually talking to a particular church, Irakada, and then he says, my desire for you is Akada. At every season, I keep knocking. I want you to open. I want to dine with you. There are meals you are used to, but I want to upgrade your appetite. God forbid that I will celebrate but no foundation. God forbid that I'll be lost in the euphoric inducement, enticement of my generation, but there is no solid food to feed up. Leave me where I can eat. Give me space so that I can give me 2 hours. Let me speak in the Holy Ghost. Can you give me 2 hours? Let me prophesy the scriptures over my life. I may not make sense, but leave me at the altar with my Father. The devil has no problem. Every day I see young ministers, Pastor Shola, they walk up to me and they say to me, Pastor Jerry, all of a sudden, I know that, I mean, people just say to you, where did you come from? We never heard about you. You just showed up. I said, I didn't show up. God does not do show-ups. God is not interested. He's the owner of 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. And you say, I just showed up. No, sir. He's taking time. How solid can you get? People have disappointed me. I've released mantles, and those I gave it to threw it on the ground, and they marched on it. But then again, I'm looking for people who have taken their time. Stay in it. Dine with the Lord. Let me tell you, that Jesus said, if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and dine with him. Not that I will come in and the man will dine alone. Let me give you an example of what it means to dine. Some of you who have little children, who you've been able to sit at the dining table to eat with, then you can understand this thing I'm about to say right now. And then you're eating with your child, and then he's eating and wants to talk. Immediately you say, no, 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 you can't eat and talk. Finish chewing what is in your mouth. Sometimes they want to leave the food and lick the stew. You understand that the stew is not really what you need. You gotta eat the main food. There are times they are watching cartoon. They want to jump off the meal immediately. I say, mommy, I'm all right. Daddy, I'm okay. You are not okay. Cartoon is distracting you. God says, I don't want you to feed alone. I want to be at the table with you, dear lover, so that I can monitor how you are feeding. Because you're about to wake up and say, Lord, I'm tired. He said, no, stay here. You are about to say, Lord, I'm okay. I've gotten what I need. I showed up for the day, Pastor Jerry came. I got all I need. He said, no, stay back for the remaining days. I'm afraid I didn't come to preach, but I came to say what he put in my spirit. When Pastor reached out to me, my spirit knew I had to be here. My people are here, and they know in this season, all we just, with every humility under God, I can't. Let me tell you, Shaboro is here, and the God are coming after you now. If they rob you of the secret place, they've robbed you of the results they are seeing. The reason why they are coming is because of the results they are seeing. But don't let their coming rob you of how I converse with you that causes these results to come. In other words, I know where I'm supposed to be. As soon as he said that, the Spirit of God said, you will be here. It's hard. It's difficult. If you know what I mean, you'll understand what I mean. But then again, I knew I had to be here. So I knew that he sent me to some people. Just in case you're wondering, Pastor Jerry, this your message is one kind. I came for one kind people. And he wants to monitor how I feed. There are times your son picks up the meat, wants to swallow but the bone, but everything, and wants to chew all of it. I know that you will literally have to get the fish, get the meat, remove it, sometimes break it into tiny pieces so that he can get what he needs to get from the meat and all that, and so that they can swallow and be fine. There are times when they say, mommy, daddy, I can't eat this meat very well. You take the meat and break it further down with your own teeth and then hand it. Lord, eat with me. Don't let me eat alone. Eat with me. Dine on the table with me. And I came to remind you, he isn't scared. The devil isn't scared. Remember, he isn't scared about your wine experience, but he's worried about what you're feeding on. He's worried about what you're feeding on. And Nebosua, days are kurende. The scriptures are open before you. He korabasada, and then kundese. 30 minutes after, you are walking up and down. The devil keeps wondering what, because he cannot see Rema. He knows the letters. He knows the letters, but he doesn't know what just jumped at you. Emeru kodekeza, elekerebasa, aranda kurabasha, because he knows that word, that the sent word will never return back void without accomplishing that for Egypt, what which it was sent. In other words, even if I forget the word cannot forget me. Emeru kodebasha, even if I don't remember the word remembers me once my spirit receives it. And people, this was where Gideon was. And God said to Gideon, I perceive there's a healing grace here now. Everyone stand on your feet. There is a healing grace. Like a moving lightning that broke out into seven corners in the room. I just saw it, and the Lord said to me, take a pause and release healing graces. Lift up your two hands. Get up. Get up. Arthritis, get up. Every sickness that has been in, disappear. Lift up your two hands right here and now. The healing power of God is moving through you to every member of your family. Wherever they are, every member of your family in one affliction or another, with one disease, I command, let it be broken right now. Let it be broken right now. Cervical cancer disappear. Our tumors in the brain disappear. PCOS disappear. Ovarian cysts disappear. Fibroid, get away. Get away. Autism, get away. Down syndrome, get away. Slow development, get away. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Take your seat. Turn the lever. You might as well go and check yourself, just in case there's anything you came here with, and there's one lump somewhere, there is one cyst somewhere, there is one something somewhere. Go check yourself. It's no longer there. I know. It's no longer there. It's no longer there. And people of God, Gideon said, Lord, after you've told me this, the angel said to Gideon, you're a mighty man of the Lord. Let me run, people of God, to the heart, to what God thinks is important tonight. And guess what? Gideon, when God, through the angel, was done talking, Gideon said, I have a request. I have a request. He says, please, can you give me a minute? Can you give me a minute? And the angel said, yes, no problem. Gideon said, can I host you? Can I host you? Shaborodia. Can I make you happy? Can I bring something that I have? You spoke to my essence. You spoke to my future. You spoke to my becoming. Gideon says, can I bring all of this? Gideon ran, brought an ephah of corn, brought a kid, brought everything, and laid him out. He said, can I host you? Like Abraham, can I host you? I feel like God is saying to people who desire a Jehovah Shalom experience, it's not enough to want me. Can you host me? Do you know that the peace that came after came as a result of this hosting? Oh yes, the angel hadn't spoken about peace to Gideon until Gideon hosted divinity. You would have said Gideon had prophecies over his life, but there's yet one more chapter that was about to open. And he opened when Gideon said, I've got something to offer. And as soon as he laid it on the rock, the angel said, put it on the rock. The next thing you're going to see, Gideon, is a fire experience. Gideon, if you can offer what you have, then be ready to live your life as a moving fire. He says, the next encounter, the next thing you're going to see is fire. Listen, if you're not tired of being the way you are, I am tired of being myself. A long time ago, The Spirit of God said to me while I was praying for this meeting, and he said to me, he said, go, for I am releasing, I'm birthing another. Hear me clearly. How you know a prophet is if what he says comes to pass. He says, watch the next 3 years in the ministry of Pastor Shola. He says, the world will stand on their feet because of what he's about to birth. Now, it is not about, you see, I make bold to say this. It's not because I don't know him. I'm just meeting him. So, and God says to me, it's because of what I am about to make him become. This year is going to be so transitional for us as household of David. There's going to be a 360 degrees heliko basha. I have learned how not to ask God how, and just align with what he said. And God says to me, purende kosha ilika dabasa. This is the year, kura, of everything I have spoken to him in the spirit. This is the year where there's going to be a busting out on all seams. Hibali kosha herende kada. The shofar of grace has been given to seven angels strategically positioned at seven different corners of the earth to announce what is happening. And as the church chorus is amen, let it become our reality. And that's a strong unction I feel. But then again, for the Gideons, can we host him? For the Gideons, can we host him? What are we putting? What is on our rock? Lord, I want to host. Gideon was ready. I can put the sacrifice here. I can put the effort of God here. I can. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? There were days in my life when I grumbled at God. But because I knew it was God, every day he pushes me, wakes me up. Pray, Jerry, pray. Pray. I say, Lord, I'm trying. I'm trying. And then he says, I want you. Literally, you could just literally hear God say, host me. Create an environment for my will to be expressed. Sheborondilea. He took nights after night, night after night. And in 2020, the world suddenly started looking in my direction. And people of God have been around. There's been a meeting going on. He's been trying to make me assume shape and form. And then he says, you are now ready for showcasing. Right here and now, there are fire men whose fire needs to find something to consume. If you and not the sacrifice, the fire will be wasted. The only way to be Kira, the Bible says he maketh his angels spirit and his ministers flames of fire. If you have to be on fire, then you've got to be a constant sacrifice. A sacrifice of yesterday. I've got to be a today sacrifice. Fire is not looking for yesterday's sacrifice. It's looking for today's sacrifice. And there are many persons under the sound of my voice. And God is saying, your generation, listen. Listen. People are usually used to people. When there is nothing new, your generation will be tired. When there is nothing new, your husband may be tired. When there is nothing new, your boss may be tired. Even you right now, when there is nothing new, you usually get tired. I've watched this movie before. I'm not watching it again because it's not new. Sorry, I've used this before. I wouldn't use it again because it's not new. That is the way your life looks for some people. They say there's nothing new there. But if you can let me burn, you run no kasha. If you can let me burn, if you keep on the kasha, hallelujah. Ashutia, John the Baptist said, me, I am baptizing with water, but the one that will come after me, the one that is coming after me is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. How can you be the mother of a child and they say the child carries glass on the head? Are you aware who gave him the glass to carry? Are they aware I'm your mother? Are they aware that within the four corners of this house, no demonic manipulation penetrates? How can you be in their family and they are still running diabetes the way they are running? Don't they need some fire? How can you be living in that street and the demons do not know when you are coming back? When you heard, it is not the blaring of a car. It is the announcement of Jubilee. Can I have a believer thunder fire? Because as I end tonight, men and women are going to be soaked in fire. We want our children to be carriers of fire. We want our children to look demons in the eye and say, this far and no further.